Hello, this is an endoscopy report on Alexandra Pribble. Date of birth is 11-6-1990. Date of procedure is 10-13-23. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Gold-Sergio. Referring physician is Dr. Stephen Pribble. Procedure performed is colonoscopy. Next line. Esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsy. Indications: abdominal pain, nausea, bloating, constipation, change in bowel habits, rectal bleeding. Description of procedure: informed consent was obtained. Possible complications of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing a lesion, such as a malignancy, were all explained to the patient. The patient was brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in the left lateral. Physician sedated per anesthesia service, monitoring anesthesia care period. A well-lubricated limpid video gastroscope was introduced into the esophagus and commands into direct vision to the third portion of the duodenum period. Careful examination was made of the duodenal bulb, second and third portion of the duodenum, stomach, GE junction, and esophagus period. A retroflex view was obtained of the cardia period. Air was suctioned from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope period. The patient was then turned around in left lateral position period. A digital rectal exam was normal period. A well-lubricated limpid video clonus was introduced into the rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and consequence of the fold. Period. The terminal ileum was also examined and was on a remarkable period. Careful examination was made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, and the rectum period. Retroflex review was obtained of the rectum period. The Boston bowel prep score was excellent, comma. Comma 9, open parentheses 3-3-3, close parentheses. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any immediate complications. Findings: at upper endoscopy, there was evidence of concentric rings in the proximal and mid-esophagus. Comma biopsies were taken to rule out EOE, period. Next line. There was a small tongue of salmon-colored mucosa. Comma, C0M1. Comma, biopsies were taken to rule out Barrett's esophagus. Period. Next line. Continue. Z-line was irregular at 39 centimeters from the bite block. Period. There was gastric erythema. Cold biopsies were taken to rule out H. pylori, period. Duodenum was unremarkable, period. Cold biopsies were taken to rule out celiac disease, period. Impression number one. Go back to the findings. Number two, at colonoscopy, the TI was unremarkable, period. Next line, Boston Bowel Prep score was 9, 3-3-3, period. Grade 1 internal hemorrhoids were noted, period. Otherwise unremarkable colonoscopy to the TI, period. Impression. Concentric rings were noted in the proximal and mid-esophagus, comma. Irregular Z-line, comma, gastric erythema. Next line, grade 1 internal hemorrhoids. Plan. We'll follow a biopsy pathology. Next line. Next colonoscopy at 45 years old. Next line. Follow-up in clinic as previously scheduled. Next line. If Barrett's is evident on distal esophageal biopsies, we'll need PPI and repeat EGD in 3 to 5 years, period. Next line. Avoid nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, period. Anti-reflux precautions were explained, period. Next line, continue high fiber diet with fiber supplementation and Miralax, period.